9. Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
I'm kind of suspicious if you ain't never been through that, you ain't never lost. You're not telling the whole story. Tell me what it's like when you lost. How did you come back from that loss? Can you say amen? Because life, you're not going to be undefeated. You just tell me all the good stuff. Don't preach all the good messages, all the good stuff. Tell me about it when you hit, when things got raggedy, got ugly, and how did you recover? See, because that's a problem. Can you say amen? So many times, believers are not oriented to solve problems or challenges because the preachers preaching don't sound like they got none or had none till they get on the news. I better go on. All right, so here, and that's not reality. See, that's not reality. And so generally the public, you know, react like, wow, man, ain't know that happened to him. What, you think he was Jesus? Amen. He is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Well, it don't mean give him a license to sin or anything like that. But don't be in shock that any human's failure. Pray for him. Are you with me? Now let's go further. So it says, it builds character and builds integrity. There is no challenge or problem that you and God cannot overcome. Pastor, you hadn't heard this latest one I got. This will make you think. Problems are temporary. The opportunities in disguise. You get better solving problems or solving challenges. I like to call them challenges. So you'll take a different attitude toward them. And it's a wake-up call for divine creativity. Yeah, challenge. They wake up call for divine creation. It's things in you. It's going to take a problem, a challenge to wake up in you because you sleep. Amen. If I tell a high school kid, I say, your parents one paycheck away from being homeless. What? That sounds like a problem. So that say, I better graduate. You see, that was the purpose of, I made that statement to a high school kid. He said, what, one check away from being homeless? Yeah, y'all going to be on the street. Your mama missed one check. Y'all out. Y'all gone. You tell her, look on her face. She don't know what's next. And then he said, well, I got to help. Yeah, you'll help by stop being sent to the dean of boys office every other month. Stop being part of the problem and be the answer. Can I get a witness? Amen. Hallelujah. I purpose not to have those problems for my mama. She didn't need that. It seemed like just enough for her to walk to the bus stop 5 blocks away and get back anyway with that little bit of money she was making. Amen. So I had to be doing something. Come on, somebody. What do you call that little bit of money? I can count. That wasn't a lot of money she was making. She was cleaning people's house. Can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness? So I saw that as a problem, and I wanted to pitch in. I'm saying, you're going to do this long. So I'm motivated. Somebody said motivated. Love is a motivator. Amen. And I'm just a boy, a high school boy. She don't need to be coming to no school to get me out of trouble. She didn't have no way to get there. I don't think it was a bus that went from where I live to Raines High School. But she already said when I was at Northwestern, I'm not coming to school for you. Now I'm going to tell you now. I ain't coming. I already done trained you. I done told you. You know how to act. So I'm not coming up there to talk to them people about you. So, first time I got suspended, I didn't call home. I'm trying to remember whether we had a phone. I didn't even bother with that. Because she already said she wasn't coming. So I had to figure out how to work that out myself. You got suspended? Yeah, I got 3 days for cutting class. I didn't intend to cut the class, you know, in my defense. But once I got in the dean's office and he clearly defined cutting class, I determined I was guilty of cutting class. I said, you know, my heart was right. My heart was right, but I was guilty. So he gave me 3 days. I think it was 3 days. I said, this ain't going to happen again. Can you say amen? See, if you don't go to the class and you don't go to the teacher and tell the teacher why you didn't come to the class, you cut the class. That's called cutting class. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. And so so I had that on my record. I wasn't going to go to jail for that, but I didn't like that. That never happened to me before. And I don't think I discussed it with my mother either. No, I think I told her. I told her. But she didn't come because she would have to walk. Wherever she went, she would have to walk. Can I get a witness? We're talking about problems now. You challenges. All right. Now, here it is. It says, so no situation for the believer is impossible unless he chooses to face it without God. Unless you choose to face it without God. See, with God, all things are possible. Without God, there's some things you can't not going to happen. Quickly, okay. Word says, I want to give you these 10 steps to solving the challenge. Can you say amen? Fast you right, soon we be through. Unless I cut it in half. When I get to 5, I'm going to look up and look at you and see if I give you too much. Can you say amen? I know many of you minister to other people. And you're trying to give them the Bible verse. They don't know what to do with it. They're going to do with the Bible verse what you do. They're going to quote it. They're going to say it, but do you know how to make practical application to the Word of God? See, this is what we're doing. Now, this is a combination of Bible revelation. Amen? All right. Number one, you must know it's solvable. You must know that it's solvable. How do I know it's solvable? You with God. Everything's solvable. Remember I gave the example? And I said, I was talking to my wife, and she said she had to work on Sunday because they said you have to work on Sunday. That's a problem to me. That's solvable. When she got the job, you'll be glad she got the job. No, I'm glad she got the job. She can have the job and the day off that we want. Can I get a witness? You can have them both. See, you have a situation, and you start repeating the situation like it's etched in stone. Well, them people ain't gonna put up, they ain't gonna change. Somebody, your friends telling you, your unbelieving friends. You ought to be happy you just got the job. Now you're trying. Yeah, I'm with God. I want, here's what I want. He said he'll give you the desires of your heart. And it was clear to me that she wanted to be in church. Now, some people don't want to be in church. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. No sense in praying with you. You don't want to come. You ain't come when you wasn't working. So you ain't going to use your faith to get off and come. Maybe at some point you'll reach that point where you want the word. But until the meantime, you don't need nobody praying for you. Everything going good with you. So she'd be talking about that all the time. I said, you blessed. So sure enough, one day she came in. She said, I changed my hours. I said, they ain't through yet. They're going to change some more stuff. Amen. I said, you married the man of faith and power. There's no defense against the prayers. I'm praying for you. They're going to change your hours, change your promotion, give you power, and be glad you're there. Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. Did you say that? Yeah, that's what I believe. Amen. Ain't no problem. What problem? Amen. We the head and not the tail. Well, I will come. I don't care about your coming. I don't care who they call, where they're from. You fight the good fight of faith. Number two, you must know you have grace for the challenge. You have the grace of God for the challenge. See, these are things, when you look at the opposition in the natural, it'll look like it's more stuff. It's stuff against you. And you're giving it more credit and more credence than you're giving God. Remember I said, Jesus said, have faith in God. This the in God part. God will show you where he's changed stuff greater than what you're facing. But this is about faith in God. All this has to do with using your faith against situations. Now, keep in mind, let me tell you two things again. When you're solving a problem, a challenge, and it's your problem, your challenge and facing your life, you're on good ground. Use your faith. But when it's somebody else, they have to want it. You can't manipulate somebody else's will. They're telling you the problem. You tell them there's an answer, and they're constantly telling you it's too much of a problem. They're not ready. They don't have no faith. They don't have faith, and they won't agree with you. They ain't coming to church. They don't want to come. If they argue with you about, well, no, you know him. Oh, no, you don't really want it, do you? Just shut up. Just shut up and let them have it. Until they got to come to a level of the Word of God to know it. But what happens if the thing you're dealing with is keeping you away from the Word? That's why I'm saying, that's why I'm talking and saying what I'm saying. I'm telling you, you want to get to the first challenge you want to get over is whatever's keeping you from the Word. Get to the Word of God. And then from that point, everything else is covered because you're going to need the Word of God. You can't have God without His Word. Are you with me? Yeah. As a matter of fact, stop telling me about your problem if you don't commit to the Word of God. I don't hear all that. You quit wasting my time. I don't quit talking to you. You don't want victory. I'm just, victory is going to start with your walk with God. All right, let's go. Number three, define the problem. Define the problem and not the symptom. Define the problem and not the symptom. Amen. Define the problem and not the symptom. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Amen. Because see, your faith is going to deal with the very root of it. Come on, somebody. This is the Word of God. Define what the problem is. Hallelujah. You're trying to get somebody to pray. You're trying to pray with them to change their schedule. And the people about to fire you anyway. Because you're not a good employee. You come to work late. You're griping all the time. You don't do the stuff the way the people want. God not in that job with you. You want God to give you a better schedule, but you don't want him to help you be a diligent employee. Don't fool yourself. You gotta get things right with you. People tell you, we need you to work on time. You already got a problem getting to work on time. You didn't get out of bed. You need some discipline in your life. Amen. If you won't be a blessing to the people there, God's not going to be able to use you because you get out and you at the time you don't have to go to church, you ain't going to come anyway. Amen. You got to get faithful. Say, once you believe the Word of God is your answer, act like it. Spend time reading it. Listen to tapes. Meditate on it. Because there's no limit to victory. Number five. Let's go. Number four. Okay, number four. Determine how it came about. Determine how it came about. When you define the problem, then not the symptom, determine how did that problem come about. Where did it come from? Well, suppose I can't come up. Pray, God will tell you. He'll show you where it came from. He'll show you where it came from. Hallelujah. There are people in their lives, you got things about your life you need to change. And they were there because you were in relationships where you were allowed to be a certain way and it messed you up. And you've got to recover yourself and develop some principles and discipline about your life. Otherwise, you can't be used by God. Your faith is not going to work for things that are better because they're going to make a demand on your character. Why give you all the good stuff? You're not going to keep them. All they're going to do is make you worse. They will make you worse. Are you listening? So you deal with the root, right, the root problem. Amen. Where does it come from? You deal with yourself. The Lord will show you. And so you're faithful in the job. You do what you need to do. So when you believe in God for promotions and all that stuff, your record and your character is going to come under scrutiny. But God will show you things about yourself that you need to get fixed. We were just discussing, a lot of people will around you many times work at companies and they can make you recommendations, but you can't be trusted to represent other people because you're not diligent, you're not faithful. They go in there, they let you go to the job and tell them you sent somebody else sent you there, and you go there and make their record bad. Yeah. Some years ago, we recommended a player to a college, university. He had the ability to play football. He get to the college and cuss the coach out. Are you four year full scholarship, paid everything, paid room and board. You cuss the coach out in a meeting. Did you not know what was going to happen? You got all this ability and no sense. Yeah, you cuss the coach out. Do you know? I couldn't hardly believe it. Yeah, he had an attitude. Wonder where he got that from. mom or dad. Somebody let you have that attitude. It didn't just surface in you. Amen. You can't get along with your husband and your wife. You ain't going to get along with them people working with you. You got to get victory. You got to stop. Let me go on. Determine how it came about. All right, number five, be prayerful as you approach the problem. Now, this is, you can tell, if you be prayerful as you approach the problem, you trust in God. You're the wrong kind of person. You won't get these things straight. The devil going to send people in your life. He's going to send people to you. The law of attraction, if you're full of foolishness, you're going to attract more people. You're going to attract fools to you. No, you didn't say that, Pastor. Yes, I did. It's the law of attraction. If you know nonsense and you want for righteousness, there'll be some people come have a little foolishness in them, but you let them know, like, I ain't interested in no foolishness and no relationship with you. This is your life you're talking about. The life of God in you. Are you with me? Okay, be prayerful as you approach the problem. Number six, I'm just going to 10. Seek wisdom from others who have solved similar problems. You know, in the church world, people, you're full of people with that have had problems. Can you say amen? Talk to them. Talk to them. They will tell you. Many times they can see your problem and you don't know they can see it. They see your problem. They can see it. They can tell in your attitude, how you answer, your voice tone, the whole thing. Other people will help you. They're all around you. There are people that can give you tips on jobs, and they know you need a job, and they won't even tell you. Because they can see the foolishness in you. So you need to, you know, get committed where you get all of that. Can you say amen? Now, I haven't given you a lot of Bible verses, but it's all this backed by Bible verses. Can you say amen? See, the church is like a living laboratory. Y'all mighty quiet. So seek wisdom from others who have solved similar problems. You got a problem? Somebody else has had that problem. Somebody else has had it. Ask them what they did. How'd you do that? How'd you solve it? Number seven, ask questions. Number seven, ask questions. Some people, they don't ask questions. They think they know it all already. Ask questions. Get good at asking questions. Get good at asking questions. You'd be amazed what's in the people around you if you just ask them a question. Because they're trying to determine, are you a listener? Will you listen? Can anybody tell you anything? Solving problems. All right? Develop a list of possible options. Develop a list of possible options. What are my options? Listen, list of possible options. Saints, if you don't have problems overwhelming, you're going to live an overwhelming life. You live an awesome life. Well, these options represent ways those problems can be solved. Can you say amen? Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I remember, I think years ago, my son wanted to go to college and play football. He wanted to go to a certain college. He just thought he had to go to that college. I said, well, the bottom line, you want to play football in college, on scholarship, right? Be clear on what the answer is, y'all. I said, you want to play football in college, on scholarship. That's what you want, right? Yeah. But he wanted to do it at a certain university. You might have to be flexible in that part. Can you say amen? A college degree is a college degree. Them paying for it is them paying for it, whoever it is. Can you say amen? So see, wisdom, you have to adjust. So you get prayerful about it. And so basically where he wanted to go, they didn't offer him a scholarship. And he wanted that. But he did get a full scholarship and went to college. Played 4 years, then left college with no debt. No debt, degree paid for. Had a great college career. So are you following me? God will know what's best for you. Oh man, I tell you, when it involves options, see, you have options, but you got to know what you want. And that was a problem, because you're going to graduate from high school, you want to go to college, you want to solve that problem. All right? Develop a list of possible options. Number nine, design a plan from the options that best suits your skills, your temperament, and your situation. Your skills, your temperament, and your situation. Develop an option. There's an option that fits you. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, if you're 11th grader, you need to plan what you're going to do after high school right now. If you're going to go to college, there's something going on that'll tell you can go. Either you're a good athlete, male or female, or you're making very good grades, and you can get on that. But if you're just averaging by, you're making D's and C's, and you're not really turned on to learning, you better come up with a plan. You might need to be heading to the military or starting your own company. You better start talking to people, because you're about to be out of school in a matter of months. You're in the 11th grade. You better start asking some questions from somebody that know. They said, well, how you doing in school? Well, I'm doing good. C minus isn't good. You know, he said, well, I'm straight A. Oh, straight A? Oh, okay. The discussion gonna change. Yep, do they ever send you to the dean office? Yeah, it seems like I'm in the dean office once a month. Oh. You're a problem. Okay, all right. So all the teachers wrong. What they sending you down there for? So you gotta find out. That's why you gotta ask the young people questions. You gotta ask the right questions. Why are you late to class all the time? What's happening in between the classes? See, they already are who they're gonna become. So you can help them find what's next for them, unless you got a company you can hire them for. You ought to think about going in the military. You know, that might be an option. And so here, they need to start early. You know, they start early with you, Pastor. No, I was thinking, but I didn't have nothing to go by. I didn't have any frame of reference or anything to go by. Are you following me? Nobody told me. My mother never been to college. She hadn't graduated from high school. I asked her, she like, I don't know. What do you want to do, baby? I don't know what I want to do, Mama. I don't know what's out there. So I'm doing good in school. How good? Are you following? See, and that's what determined it. Can you say amen? So I said, well, I think I better do it. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. I better get ready to go into the Marines or somewhere. So I had my own little plan to go in the military, but I ended up going to school on scholarship. Boy, was I happy. Why ain't nobody telling me what it's like? So young people, they don't know. Nobody's talking to young people about the next level and what's next and telling them the opportunities and how they can get ready. Because see, those are challenges. Life is waiting on you, and you got to get prepared for what's coming. Number 10, install guidelines to prevent the problem from reoccurring, whatever the problem is. It shouldn't be happening over and over. I done been out to the school 2 times for you. Why does this keep happening? Why does this keep? And I'm dealing with my young people, because, you know, I would say, you know, you're 17, 18, you know, you do good to stay out of the clubs. Because, you know, people are immature and they're drinking. They're already immature. You're going to be easy to get in a fight. You get in a fight, they go to jail. You got a record now. You can't be a cop with a record. At least you can't go in with a record. Certain jobs, they won't even interview if you have a record. You got a criminal record. You got a felony. You was fighting or aggravated battery, assault and battery, you know, possession of a deadly weapon, stuff like that. You don't need to be carrying no guns around. Amen. You carrying guns around your neighborhood, you need to say, Mama, we need to move. You've got, in other words, it's a problem. You have to know how to, these are problem solving. So communication, I ain't talking about some of the grown people, the young people, how to protect what's of value to them. They mess their record up. So by the time they're good kids, by the time they get rolling, they got stuff on their record. Nobody can even interview them. You won't be taking no tests with drugs in your system. Amen. Hold on. Get some discipline about you. Life, I mean, folk went through a whole lot to call doors to be open for you. You can't play with this stuff. Unless your folks wealthy and they can afford a bunch of lawyers, which many people don't. You got to have $4,000 to talk to a lawyer. They want $4,000 up front. Amen, $4,000. They give them $4,000, we'll take your case. Amen, they're not no layaway. They want the money, $4,000 to take your case. You ain't been planning to play $4,000. Amen, because Junebug got in a fight at the club and he didn't start the fight. So with problems, this has to do. I mean, we can't wait till they get through the whole Bible to understand how to make good decisions. There's a lot of things in the Bible I had read about David and all of them, but that wasn't the stuff that helped me. It was a lot of this common sense stuff that come from people who knew the Bible and knew about being at peace and, you know, letting things go and forgiving people, that kind of thing. You got to get in that environment where people can just say amen. Otherwise, you know, it's easy to mess up. It's easy to mess stuff up. So, amen. Let church say amen. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Did I give you all 10? Amen. So, and I know many of you talk with a lot of young people, but many times they need it broken down in a practical level. Amen. How many of y'all was in a family where your mom and them didn't let you go to clubs when you was coming up? They didn't let you go to clubs. That helped you. You didn't miss anything. How many of you went to clubs and realized why people, mama, didn't want them going to club? Can you say amen? Yeah. Some of you went to club and you had the sense and the discipline and maturity about you to handle yourself well in those type of environments. I ain't got your hand up on this, huh? But it be some foolishness going on. Can you say amen? A lot of times young people have foolishness without even drinking. They won't be drinking before they have foolishness. Amen. How many of you know some people that they don't take teasing very well? They say, hey man, I don't play that. I had a roommate in college. He was like that. Everywhere he go, you can't bump into him. I say, man, you bumped into me. I say, hey man, leave this guy alone. He'll hurt you. Yeah, I mean, it was just like his fuse was real short. He was a nice guy for a minute. If he said, you say, what you say to me? What you said? You about 5 seconds from being in a real fight that you can't win. You ain't going to be able to get to your gun or whatever it is. He that deadly, he that dangerous of a guy. I said, man, that's, hey man, don't bother this guy. Amen. No, he ain't the guy for that. No. Going on, man. Going on, leave him alone. He play football with us. He can beat the baddest guy on our team. And that guy's strong and big. He can whoop. No, you don't want to bother with this guy here. So it's people out there. It's people out there that's bad, and there's people out there playing bad. You wanna be in a bad environment. Here's some people, they bad for real. And they'll do stuff to you. And you just been at home with your mama. And you out there, I better stop. You better recognize. Stand to your feet, somebody. Amen. Let me see your hand if you're born again. Oh, Jesus. Well, I went long again today. We took our time. Got to pay. These people that are here, they pay the price. They have stories to tell, and you need to hear them. You need to get in a church. You need to get in a good church and learn how to serve people, learn how to love God, and learn how to humble yourself and let God raise you up before you mess you up. We got to go. According to the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 5:7. We'll be here for Hallelujah Night, Wednesday night. Don't miss. Come help us out. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hug somebody before you go. Give the Lord a shout for the praise team. We had a good time praising today.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the HEIR church.org.